Rabbi Isai, the way Talmud is broken up, we have several prokim of Mishnayos, but I'm not going to skip them because it's very yesodistic. So the third parak here, there's no Gemara on it, but it's very worthwhile to go through the Mishnayos. Omar Lohem HaMemune. Third parak. The Memune told them, Bo uvo hafisu, come and make a goyva. Who's going to do the first 13 avoidas of the day? The Mishnah is going to break up the 13 avoidas. Now this hafasa, this goyva, we were marach on it earlier on. Many of the Achronim ask a question on it, but the way we learned it, it's not really much of a problem. There's a big machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The origin of Goyrul comes from the Chalukas Haaretz. When they split up Eretz Yisrael, they split it up, Goyrul b'um v'tumim. That's how they split up Eretz Yisrael originally. The Umayis is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Gemara Bava Basra says, here on Kuv Zvov, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Achin Shechok, if two brothers want to divide something, so they make a goyel, Kivin Shechola, a goyel, Echod, Meim Kono Kula. Right, so he says that goyel works in halacha to establish a kinyan. And therefore, when brothers are doing Yerusha, once the goyel comes up, the chalukah is done. And he learns it out, the Gemara in Bava Basra says he learns it out from Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. Ma tchila begoyrel af kan begoyrel. The Gemara then goes through, what about Urim V'tumim? Obviously not Urim V'tumim. Fine. Anyway, the Rambam comes over here in the Halachis relating to Chalukah and Hilchos Shechinim in Perek Beis. The Rambam says, Goyrel oise kinyan. Achen shechoku asu b'neim goyrel. Kivon sheola goyrel echameim konukulam. So basically, goyrel is a kinyan. The Rambam paskins, once you make a goyrel, it's done. That's the psak of the Rambam. If you look at the Rosh and the Gemara here above the Basra, he has a whole different view. And the Torah in Halacha brings down this Rosh. The Rosh says, Leah and Rachel divided, they had an inheritance, and they divided the chalukah with a girl. Says the Rosh, Hagoyrel einoi koine, ve'einoi elo yochol levarer hachalokim. That's all it could do, but it's not a kinyan. So therefore he says, if these two women had a shutfis, already established a shutfis together, so when there's an inheritance, and we haven't yet established what's mine, what's yours, then the goyrel can be mevarer to us, which half is yours and which half is mine. Right? But the goyrel can't create a kinyan. It's a mevarer. It can clarify what belongs to you and what belongs to me, but it can't establish a kinyan. So the Rambam uses the Gemara Bava Basra as a rule that goyrel is a way of being mezakeh. So if you and I own something b'shutfus, right? We bought something b'shutfus. Now we want to make a chalukah. According to the Rambam, Goyrel works. Goyrel is a kinyan. It's another form of division, and it works as a kinyan. And the Rosh says clearly, Goyrel ain't always a kinyan. And that's what the Rosh says. And the only thing Goyrel could do is be mevarer.
What does that mean?
It means that if you have a, you don't own this whole thing.
You have an undivided interest in it.
In other words, there's really, like the Gemara, that's why according to Rosh it doesn't work by Shutfen. It works by Nachla. By Nachla, where we say, you know what, there's a 50% there that's yours, there's a 50% there mine, we don't know where it is. Yeah, because you see, if you hold Ein Breira, every Yovel, the two brothers have to switch back, because maybe I'm sitting on your half. So the Rosh sees Goyrel nothing more than that. And where's the origin of Goyrel? We came into Eretz Yisrael. Where do we learn it from? We came into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael as a whole had owned Eretz Yisrael. Each Shevet had a portion of Eretz Yisrael. And the Goyrel came and established where my portion is. The Rosh therefore holds Goyrel is not a king. So there's a significant machlokes between the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Goyrel always works. Goyrel is another form of establishing a king.
And there has to be no
king. No, according to the Rosh and Rambam. No, that's the whole point. According to the Rambam, Goyrel can create a king. Doesn't have to just be Mavara. The Rosh learns not like that, and we halacha we paskin like the Rosh. So the Noisa Kalim, some of them ask, what's going on? They ask a kasha, for kasha mi perik gimel the tmura, the Talmud. Difficult from the third perik in Talmud, because lachare after the girl, each kohen should be able to go, you know what, I changed my mind. The Rosh says that the Goyrel doesn't create an obligation. Here it's not pshat that each kohen has a schus to do avodah. I own one of the avodahs, I don't know which one it is. No, that's not the way it works. You're getting the avodah now. And we're using a Goyrel to give you avodah. So the Achronim are asking that l'chora, our perek only works if you hold like the Rambam, but if you hold like the Rosh, it shouldn't work. And the Kesef Kedoshim here, Staka says, he says, he doesn't understand how the whole Goyrel works. V'yesh l'hakshiz m'seches tamid af lamid. Hisare kol avoydus ha-migdosh al yidei Goyrel. V'ma Goyrel lo yoyse kinyin. V'kol lechod yochol achzaboy. The Rosh says, you can make a Goyrel and then say, you know what, I changed my mind. Right? I'm ignoring the Goyrel. He says, v'ma Goyrel is a kinyin. Harei, what did they gain? If the coin won't like what he got, that's his question. That's the Kesef Kedoshim's kasha. Many Achronim ask this kasha. But according to Rosh, you never zeicha to begin with. But the way we learned this whole kasha is off, because we learned that no kohen had a schus to the avodah. Bechlau, the girl was only used as a way to be memana them. Basically, you won the girl, and now we appointed you to do this. Now, what are you going to say? You have to have a baseline schus to be able to say, I'm going back on the girl. The Rosh is dealing with two people have a shutfis. Now you have a girl. Right? So now, if the people have a shutfis, you make a girl, it doesn't work according to the Rosh. Each shutf can renege. You know, you have to keep that in mind with girls. If you make a girl on a, make a haluke, so according to the Rambam, it works. According to the Rosh, each shutef can be chayzer and say, I don't like the girl, I want a different way. I don't want this girl. But by Avodah, you have no schus pechlau. The girl was not used as a way to define the schus of the kohen. It was a way of awarding the kohen. The name of the whole kasha is not. The way we were learning, it's not a kasha pechlau. That's what I would say is lemais. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Vaitel, so they had the girl, and now the girl will make a decision what's going to be. The Mishnah says, so the Mishnah starts on Hunabov Ofisu, Mi Shoichet. So right away, Mi Shoichet is difficult. All Shanim ask, why does it say Mi Shoichet? Who's going to shecht? B'chayra, for Shechita, you don't need a girl, B'chlau. Because it's not an avoida. Shechita bezar ksheira. You don't even need a kohen to do the avoida sa shechita bechlal. Right? So, I mean, Lamaisa, the Rishonim here, the Rabbi Bar Tanura talks about it in Yuma as well, that really they didn't need a girl. Says still Afa Pikein, he says they were masakin a girl. They wanted to do the Avodah Tumah, and they would therefore fight about it. So that's why they did it. That's why they made a girl. But really, they didn't need a girl. It was unlike what we discussed, that normally Avodah needs a girl. But Shechita, since it's not an Avodah, really didn't need a girl. Alpidin, it didn't need a girl. It's a little bit difficult to learn the Mishnah that way, because the Rishonim ask how they were allowed to do a girl in the Mikdash, and they say, well, since it's a Tzarech Avodah, it's not called doing a Dover Chitzani. You're not allowed to do a Dover Chitzani in the Mikdash, even a Mitzvah. You can't be Poisek Tztok in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't. Beis HaMikdash is Miyuchet Favodah. Well, since the girl was a Tzarech Avodah, so they were allowed to do it in the Mikdash. Now, if you're going to tell me Shechita really didn't need to be, so you have to know, there's many stiris in Shas, whether Shechita was done by a kohen. We know that the Gemara says clear in Brachos, Shechita bezar ksher. That was the whole thing with Eli and Shmuel, that Shmuel paskened Mora Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, right? They were looking for a kohen, and Shmuel said, you don't need a kohen, and he was Mora Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Because Eli was looking for a kohen, he's Mora Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. So we know you don't need a kohen. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, many sugis ashas amuchach that they use kohen. Kohanim lo yitzul sul ba'atzmam. They only use the kohen. On the other hand, we have the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, which says that the Azara has kedusha, extra kedusha, more than the Ezras Yisrael, and no Yisrael is allowed to go there unless shechita, tnufa, and smicha, because there the Yisrael has to come in to do his avodah. So over there already the Achronim ask, what do you mean, I thought the Kohanim do the shechita, I thought the Kohanim would know how to do shechita. Clearly the whole sugya in Brachos is mashma like that. I mean, why was Eli looking for a Kohen? So it's mashma that they only used Kohanim normally. But then we have the Mishnah in Kelim is mashma that the Yisraelim did shechita. That area had kedusha, that the Yisrael was not allowed to go there except for these purposes, where he had to go in. And when did he have to go in? For tznufa, for smicha, and for shechita. So you see, Yisrael did shechita. Then you have the Zohar HaKadosh says that it's also for a kohen to do shechita. It's also for a kohen to do shechita. And the Mephoshim on the Zohar explain, because the Zohar says, because he's going to be doing an Isser. They explain, because since you have to wear Big Day Kahuna with Kilayim, so, and the Yisrael obviously doesn't have to wear Big Day Kahuna, so he's doing it for no purpose. He could use the Yisrael. So the Zohar says the Kohen is not supposed to do, at the very least, not supposed to do Shechita. So here we have some Sugyas Hashas and Mashma, only Kohanim did it. In fact, Kohanim shepiglu b'migdosh, right? The whole Mishnah in Gittin and Bava Kama. Kohanim that were mafagel by Samidish. One of the examples is they were shechted. So Rashi in Gittin says, one second, Kohanim shepiglu, why dafka Kohanim? Yisrael could do piglu. Shecht. They're talking about shechita. So Rashi says, no, it's talking about a l'chatchila dicker case, where Kohanim did shechita. L'chatchila. So you see again, kama v'kama sugyas mashma that the Kohanim dafka did shechita. The Zohar says now I do shechita. The Mishnah Kelim is mashma that the Yisrael did shechita. The Gemara discusses shechita by Yisrael, by not. The Gemara goes back and forth, and then the Gemara makes a hekesh from smicha to shechita. V'somach v'shochat, v'shochat v'somach, v'somach v'shochat, v'somach v'shochat. Take it for smicha shechita. There's a hekesh between the two. Just like smicha is done by the Yisrael, shechita is done by the Yisrael.
The Gemara then even has a Havel, mean a Kohen can't do Shechita. Gemara says, no, a Kohen could do. So the Gemara goes back and forth from Yisrael being kosher to doing Shechita. Mashma that Yisrael l'chatchila should do Shechita. Just like he does Smichi, should do Shechita. So we have all of these steers. And the more you look into it, the more steers you'll find. Mashmoya is this way, Mashmoya is that way. Very unclear. The Rosh Hashan Gittin says they always use Kohanim. Gemara says in Boitkim and Amizbech Lamala that if they, when they would check somebody for Yichus, once you saw they did Avoida, you stopped over there. So the Rosh Hashan says that was only by Kohanim, because the Kohanim were the only ones that did Avoida. Not the Israel, and they didn't do Shechita. But again, we have all these contradictions. So I'll tell you the most logical way to learn, to answer real the kashas on this topic, and it also answers our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which says that they were mafias, they did a pious for Shechita. So you could say very simply, you could say like this, really, there would be an inyan l'chatchila for the Yisrael dafka to do Shechita. And that's why the Zohar says, notice if the Yisrael is a Shechit, then he knows how to do Shechita. He's bringing a call. He should shecht. Makes sense, he should shecht. First of all, it's a mitzvah boy yoseh mi b'shlucha. Secondly, like the Gemara says, there's a hekesh from smicha to Shechita. Thirdly, you have the Zohar HaKodesh, that you don't have to wear kilayim. You have alamailas. Why bother? It should be done by Yisrael. And that's shot in the Mishnah Kalim, that area, in the Azora, where they shechted, had Kedusha, and Yisrael only went in there for these purposes, which she was supposed to do. But there's a blatant nafkamin and halacha between smicha for a korban yochid. That's the Bailam. Just like the Bailam does smicha, l'chatchila he should do shechita, if he can. It's kosher. But then, for a kol tzibur, there the shaychet is shluchan shel kol Yisrael. So I have a simple point. The only reason why the Kohanim were able to do it is because they were to stand by shluchim of kol Yisrael for all the korbanos tzibur. So they don't need a new minui to become shluchim. In other words, the mitzvah of Tomid and Musaf, all these korbanos are mitzvah. It's not after the Kohanim's mitzvah. Our mitzvah. The Kohanim are shluchim. The Gemara discusses shluchi didan, shluchi derachmona. They're are shluchim. So by a korban tzibur, you have to use a kohen be'etzim. If anything, a Yisrael would only be able to be used as a shliach of the Kohanim. Shliach is a shliach. A Yisrael on his own would walk in and shech the korban tzibur, and I want to say it's possible. Who are you? It's a mitzvah klal Yisrael. You need shlichus. You're not a shlich. So the old Bezdin or the Kohanim themselves. If the Kohanim would appoint you, fine. So the Kohanim, shlich, I say shlich. Shlich, I say shlich. Memele, the Zohar HaKadosh that says that a Kohen l'chatchila shouldn't shecht. That's a Yisrael comes, he brings him. He's his own person. So why wear kilayim, mitzvah, boyes? I give you all the reasons. That's shot in the Mishnah Kalim. By Eli HaKoyin, they were being a makar of korban shel tzibur. So they were being mahadar achar koyin. And even Shmuel knew that. Shmuel was just saying, if you can't find a koyin, so now the memunah in the Beis HaMikdash could be memaneh. Or Yisrael, al shlucha shel Yisrael. B'tor Bezdin or B'tor Kohanim. But it's not Stami. Yisrael can't just come up and do the avoda. That answers all the sugyas. All the sugyas. Memela ain't boit kimen amizbeichu l'mala is only on a kohen. Because Yisrael that comes and brings his own korban and shechts it, it's no raya. He didn't go through any scrutiny. He wasn't put through the scrutiny. A kohen who's shechting a korbanos tzibur, he's put through the scrutiny. So from him, if he shechted, he's a raya, he's a kosher person. That's ain't boit kimen amizbeichu l'mala. Now everything is answered. Because Pigel is only shaykh to a kohen. Because it's either going to be the kohen or the bialim. The bialim doesn't have to pay himself back. The sugya of kohen shepiglu is altmazik. So it's not negeya. It's not negeya. It's either the kohen or the bialim. Right? It's either the kohen or the bialim. They were dealing with being a mazik. If you have to pay, as a ksheni nikah, b'mezit, b'shergi, it's not negeya. Either it's a kohen, because the kohen is a standby shliach of Klal Yisrael, or it's the bialim. If the bialim were mufagel their own korban, had nothing to do with bavur kama. So then it would have to be that the Yisrael was mamani Yisrael. That's tama. Could it be? It's possible. It's not. Definitely not the case. The standard case is either the kohen does it, or the bialim does it. Also, it's his korban. V'samach v'shachat. That's the way it would work. So memeilu halacha, this really answers all the kashas. It answers all the kashas. Our Mishnah is dealing with a korban tzibur, and here we could say you needed a pious because again, the kohen is working al shluch and shol Yisrael. Yes, so the way we're coming out lemaisa, it's not sure. What do you mean? No. They're just saying they didn't really need the pious because be'etzem it's not an avoider. The shaila is why did they bechlal institute pious if it was normally done with kahanim bechlal? The teretz is avoida sibur is done by kahanim, and therefore they made it as part of the piousness in the Beis Hamikdash. It was chaviva. They made it as part of the payasos of Beis Hamikdash. Many sugis amashma Yisrael did it. Yisrael did it. That was avodas yochid.
At the end of the day, Yisrael could do the first time.
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, he could. If, like the case of Eli and Shmuel, if the koyhanim will be memanim, yes, but not as if bin amechitin, I'm coming in here. No, he would have to be memunah. They were asking, L'chor, what do you need pious for? It's not an avodah. Kshibzak shero. That's avapikain. They did it because it was chaviva aleihem. I'm asking, even after chaviva aleihem, why was there a need for pious bechlal? So I'm saying, no. They made it into part of the meaning of the rest of the avodahs. Al shlichas, they made it part of the meaning. Okay, zok the Mishnah Vayta. It's not a zochah for Yisrael to do the avodah. Adarabah, hakahanim noregim silsul batzalam. It's better to use a koyin. Dafka Yisrael, not a koyin.
No,
but that, we're talking about you versus the kohanim. He's not, so it's not a zochin. I don't want you to be my shlich. It's like any mitzvah. If I'm a man of a shlich to do a mitzvah for me, and another guy comes and says, oh, I'll do it for him instead. He can't do it al zochin. Because I was a man of a shlich. Won't work. Okay. Bechlau, many of the Rishonim al zochin doesn't work for shlich. It's bechlau. That's a side issue. You need to mamish, you need minui. Shlich doesn't work. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Mi shoychet, mi zoyrek. These are just, it lists the avoidus. Mi medashim is be'ech ha'pnimi. Who does the mizbeach ha'pnimi? Mi medashim is ha'menoira. Which was really the ikar avoid. It was the hatova of the menoira. It's interesting, the Rambam holds that even though hadloka bizar kashera, the cleaning out and the preparing of the menoira, that's only kosher with a kohen. In other words, hatova, kun is ma'akiv, and hadloka is not the ikar avoid. The Iker Avoide is the Hatorah. That's how they get around the problem that really Shabbos, let's say Avlokas Nair Shabbos, okay, we're not going to even finish the Mishnah here, but Avlokas Nair B'Shabbos, right, is really a mitzvah on moment. It's a mitzvah on the moment, just like Hanukkah. That's why you have to be Mishtatif with money. If it's not your Nair Shabbos, you're supposed to be Mishtatif with money in the Hadlokah. Because it's a din on momen. So they ask Akasha, why does the woman light? It's not her momen. If The mitzvah is on the mom, and just like by Hanukkah, the Iker mitzvah is on the men. One of the reasons I gave is because it's mom, and the Noshim don't have their own kids, even though they're chayiv in their Hanukkah. So Ner Shabbos, if it's on the mom, should really be the Iker on the man, not on the woman. It's the man's mom. Like Ner Hanukkah, exactly like Ner Hanukkah. Right? So it's true, a man could light, a man is a lot of light in Ner Shabbos. The Yotze, if a man lights the Ner Shabbos, is Yotze. You don't have to use a woman. I mean, in our mind, it's a woman's mitzvah. But really, it's not a woman's mitzvah. Predominantly, it should be a man's mitzvah because it Chazal put it on the moment. Should be really a man's mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi gives reasons why a woman gets a tikkun from lighting it because she extinguished Eirish Shaloylam, you know, with the Eitzat, the Chet of the Eitzat. But these are all Kabbalistic reasons. But halachically, it should be a man's mitzvah. But the truth is that according to the our Mishnah, which is Taka the Halacha, Hadlokas HaMenorah, that's Kira Bizarre. A Yisrael could do it. Right? Hatov is the Iker Mitzvah. The Hadlokas is not called an Iker Mitzvah in the Mikdash. Same thing there, Shabbos. If you, the Reb Kivega has a great diak on the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Al Sholish Dvorim Noshim Mesis Bishas Leidosam, Al Sheinen Zihiris says, Benida, Bechala, Ubahadlokas Hanea. So the Kivager in Mishnayis asks, it should say, Bechala, Benida, Ubenea. Doesn't say that. It says, Bahadlokas Hanea. Like by Nida, it doesn't say Tfilas Nida, or Taharas Nida. By Chala, it doesn't say Hafroshas Chala, it's a Chala. By Ner, it says Hadlokas Haner. So the Kivege is the Kasha. The Kivege in the Mishnayis answers, he brings down Tikkunei Zoyar that says that the man is as a chiyuv to prepare the oil and the wick, the woman just lights it. So that's why the Mishnah says Bahadlokas Haner. Because the Ner alone is on the Baal. I use this to answer the Baal HaTuvim. Because Baal HaTuvim says in Parshas Tetzaveh, Va'atu Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael. Why say Va'atu Tetzaveh? It should say Va'atu Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael. So Baal HaTuvim says Tov is B'gematria Noshim. Noshim. Right? Tov is 400. It's B'gematria Noshim. See, he says, because women light the Ner, that's why in Parshas Tetzaveh it says Va'atu Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael. So they ask on the Baal HaTuvim, but then it says it's Bnei Yisrael. So according to the Tikkun Zeh, it's Gevalik. Va'ato titzavei noshem tzavei. The woman after light. But Bnei Yisrael v'yikhu shem and zayis. The Bnei Yisrael have a chiv to bring the oil and everything. So it comes out the Yikhu mitzvah, Sayan the Mikdash. And Sayan Shabbos was the preparing of the Hadlok itself was kosher with a zar. And therefore all the preparation of the Ner, that was done dafka through Kohanim. And that became part of the Goyim. Of the Beis Hamikdash. But, well, there's many pshatim in that. I mean, the Cheshek Shlomi says that Ner, by definition, is Koyach HaChamurav Boy. So it's not even called completely a Maisa Adam. Only the Hatov is called completely a Maisa Adam. The Ner is like a Maisa Shemayim. So therefore, by whenever it comes to a Ner, the Iker is the Mechin, not the actual Hadlok. The Evorim, which included the Roish, Regel, Yadayim, Regel, so small, State Fanis, Chozagera, State Fanis, Akibayim, Soilus is the flower, Chavitim, Vahayayim. All of these things were part of the Goyrel. It's not exactly the order that they did it, but that's the way it's brought down in the Mishnah. Hefisu, they made a Goyrel. Zocho, Misha, Zocho. Whoever was Zoyche, was Zoyche. Okay. Omar lohem ha-memuneh. So the memuneh told them, Tzu'u u'ru'u im igi ha-zman ha-shchita. Go check if the zman ha-shchita came. This was a process they had in the Beis HaMikdash, where the guy would go up to the roof and check if it's actually light enough to bring the coal. Im igi ha-royim ha-barkai. If it's light enough, then the one who sees calls down and says, Balkai. It's light. Barakah is a lotion of light. Window. It's a lotion of light. Fine. Maski ben Shmuel oimel. Heyu p'nei kol ha-mizroch. Atche b'chevin. Till heaven. V'huoyim aloyhen. Do we have the minchas chinuch here? Yes, right? Shkoyach. Thanks, Naftali. Case Salem doesn't know, Naftali works 1 a.m. So, the Mishnah here is an interesting Mishnah. Mishnah says that there was a whole shakla v'tariah where they would ask him to go up to the rooftop and they would ask him if he giyazman, if it was lohi giyazman, and he would say barakai, and then they would ask him, did it light up until chevron? He would say yes. So the Mishnah explains, why did they do that for? What was the need to go ahead and go through this whole process? By the way, Rabbi said this very much connects to the Zman Tfilah, which we'll see in a moment, Zman Shachris, because obviously it correlates with the Talmud. So it says like this, If they ask him again, so if you look at the Rambam in Tmidim Musafim, although the Rambam paskins this halacha, right, he paskins like Masi ben Shmuel. Masi ben Shmuel says it's not enough that it's alois hashachar, it has to be heir p'nei kol mizrach. So the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, the Rambam says, Emosai zman shchita shel boiker, shoichten ha'isei koidim shetala ha'chamo mishehaya, mishehaya p'nei kol mizrach. Upam achas doch kosho, v'ikriv v'tomit shel shachar ba'abashar, it's fine, then that's the end of the Rambam, missing the middle part. But that's what the Rambam brings down. So for some reason, he brings down the halacha of Masi ben Shmuel, but he doesn't bring down that they actually asked him anything. He just says, this is the Zman. The Emesai Zman Shchit is Sheikh the Moisai. Koidim Shatal Achama Mishiyor Pnei Kol HaMizrach. But he doesn't bring down that they had to ask him, did it light up until Chevron or not? He doesn't bring that down, the Rambam. So the Minchas Chinuch Taker is bothered by this. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tofal, if we have it here as well, look at the Gimel, Ois Kotten Gimel. He says, Ubimishna Paragimel de Yumed, Afchofches, Ubiparagimel de Tomid, Af Lamed, Amid Aleph, Mevur, Tsur, Migiaz, Manashchit, Arim, Bakai, Masi, Min Shmulay, Meher, Peneko, Mizrach, Acher, Bechevron. V'harambam kos of the zman shel Masi ben Shmuel muach zman atanitz later v'halocha k'Masi ben Shmuel v'kan halocha beis posak harambam gam kinkin shekos of heir p'nei kol mizrach haynu k'Masi ben Shmuel v'zeh poshet that even though according to Masi ben Shmuel barakai kosher kivin shu yehem v'chatchil usayv v'tzorach heir p'nei kol mizrach. Right? If you look at the end, v'tzorach yehem, that he didn't bring down the mitzvah lishol ad shebechevron. That the Rambam doesn't bring down that there's a mitzvah to ask. Our Mishnah says they had to ask him, did it light to remove any doubt? Is it light until chevron or not? Didn't ask him that. But the Rambam doesn't bring it down. So the Rambam paskins like Masi ben Shmuel as far as the zman. At the same time, he doesn't paskin that they asked him this question. And then they would go, the Mishnah says they would go and bring the carbon to Aviyah Milishka Saklaim, Parashas Nesunim Ketzvah Nesma Rovis. The Mishnah says where it describes where this room was, where the Tzloim were, where the sheep were. Vahab Lishka Sayusham, there were four rooms, and one of them was the Lishka Saklaim. One of them was the Lishka Chaysamais, was the room where they had the receipts, where you would go if you bought something, let's say for a mincha, you would get a receipt that you paid for it and then you would cash it in. One was Lishka's Beis HaMarket, which we spoke at the beginning in Masechta, where they had the fire. One was the Lishka Shoysim Olechem Appa. Okay. So the Shaila is, what's going on with Rambam? So I'll tell you that not only is this a kash on Rambam, but it's really a stira. Because in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, it's brought down that they just brought, they shechted the Korban Tamid earlier than Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. They shechted it once it was Alois HaShachar. If you look in Rambam, I'll dig up the Rambam for you, but the Rambam says that they would actually bring the on Yom Kippur, they would bring the Korban earlier. Sestira. See, here the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tamidim, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach, like Masya ben Shmuel. That had to be all lit up. And that's the way he paskins. But in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rambam says like this, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. It's the end of the first Perak in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Loi Sheikhtim, they didn't shech the Korban Tamid, Ad Shemakirim She'ola Amud HaShachar Bevadai. Till they know for sure that it's Amud HaShachar. Shema Yishchetu Belayel. So it comes out from Rambam that without any rhyme or reason, that Yom Kippur, they didn't have to wait to the later Zman. Basically, he seems to be saying that on Yom Kippur they shechted the Korban by the Zman of the Tanakama. They didn't have to wait for the sky to be lit up Achu b'chevron, till you could see Chevron, or till you didn't need that. By Yom Kippur they would shech the Talmud right when they knew for sure, as Loshen is, they knew for sure, he says, Bivadai Olam Udashachar. That's what the Rambam requires. That you should know for sure that the Amud HaShachar, that it's all Amud HaShachar. So you don't... That's different, of course. Of course. In Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, he says, you can only bring it Mishiyor Pnei Kol Mizrach. Which the Rambam himself says in the Pirush Mishnayos by us, that the Shir of Maskev ben Shmuel is a later Shir than the Tanakama. Tanakama holds, once it's parkai, it's all Amud, it's enough. Masi ben Shmuel says not like that. And this Rabbi says, you should know, not only does this affect Zman Tfilah Shachris. Because if you hold like the Tanakama, then Iker Zman Shachris is really from all Amud HaShachar. Because the Zman Shachris correlates. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's a hiddur to daven by the Sikin. For sure. Not the daven earlier. But the question is, when is the really the first man to daven Shachris? Is it really by Vasikin? Right? Or is it really by Alois HaShachar? So, I mean, if you look at the Torah, let's take a look at the Torah. The Torah, in Hilchos Tefillah, Simon Peites, he says like this, Zman Tefillah Shachar Maschu Mishiyal Amud HaShachar. Sharei who kenege tomit shel shachar umeoy say shov eilach uzman. So first he sounds like Iker's man shachos is from Alois HaShach. Then he says mikomokoyim Iker mitzvasa, the Iker mitzvah, either better or the Iker, he says, even though he says clearly zman tfilis shiala mon HaShachar, he says imanei tzacham the mispalo mishol mon HaShachar yotz. Right, so they ask, it's like a stira. See, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down like the Torah. Shulchan Aruch brings Zman Shachris as Neitz. That's when Zman Shachris is. But the Evan, if you daven before Neitz, you could be Yetz. But the Zman Shachris is Neitz. It's big nafkamin in Aloha. Let's say somebody could daven be Yechidus by Alois HaShachar, by Neitz. Or he could daven earlier with a minion. Big mevuch in the poiskim, what's better to do? The other way is also a shayla, to daven after the neitz, be a chidus. With the neitz, be a chidus versus after the neitz, betzibur. Right? But many views, the Mishabura happens to hold that somebody who davens normally vesikin, even be chidus, better to daven be a chidus. But even those that argue, many argue with the Mishabura, with that psak. They say it's better to daven with a minyan. But before the Neitz, there's more opinions that hold like the Mishnah, because that's not Zman Tefillah. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings it down is Zman tefillah is from the Neitz Hachama. It's only b'di'evad yoytzer before the Neitz. The Torah pulls us in both directions, because the Torah writes Zman Shachris is alois. Then he says there's an ikar mitzvah to daven by v'sikin. So from the Torah is mashma that alois Shachris calls Zman tefillah. It's not just a yoytzer. It's Zman tefillah. It's not the premier. It's not the best, but it is Zman tefillah. And this we. It's before the net, but in other words, Nates would become a. Nates is the next pointer. Meaning, once you're veering away from Halois, the next. There is no Zman tefillah that we could make by Heir Pnei Mizrach. There's no halachic point for that. In the Mikdash, they had a system, but in our language, in our Shachris charts, Heir Pnei Mizrach would be Nates. Meaning, Nates is like a Mehudr Diketayim, Yeruchim Shemesh. But as far as Zman Shachris is concerned, there's only two Zmanim. Alois and Nates. Question is, what's the Iker Zman? Not what's the Mehudr. Mehudr is the Nates. There's no Shaila.
What you said before, what you said there, the Tannis said it should be Vadai. Vadai among the Shachris, is that consistent with Dark Nekal?
No, we'll see. We'll see why that's not. We're going to get to this in a moment. That's another problem. Clearly, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumidim and Musafim says that the Zman is like the Tanakama also holds. They sent somebody on the roof to say Barkai to make sure Vaday Olam Udashacha. You follow? That was also for that purpose. In other words, everybody's on the same page that the reason why they sent somebody up on the roof is to make sure that it was Olam Ud HaShachar. No question about that. Question is, how far did they go? So the Masi Ben Shmuel says that they were Machmer, you needed to be Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach, which is closer to the time what we call Vesikin. It's before Vesikin, but it's closer to that Zman. And the Tanakhama held no. It was earlier than that. The Rambam says it clearly. But in Ilchus Tumidim and Musafim, the Rambam talks the language of Masya ben Shmuel, just leaving out Barkai. He doesn't require Barkai. That he doesn't require. In Ilchus Tumidim and Musafim, not Barkai, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. He requires the shir, but he doesn't require the discussion. He doesn't say he has to tell you and you have to answer. He doesn't require the whole shock of a tie, which is the Milchas Chinuch's question. Besides for that, there's a steer in the Rambam. That's what I'm telling you. Besides for that, there's a steer in the Rambam from the Halachas of Tumidim and Musafim, where he puts down the shear of the Shmuel ben Masir, Masir ben Shmuel rather, and Hilchas Yavodas Yom Kippur Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, he brings down the shear of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama also requires Vaday Olam Ud HaShachar. That's what Barkai is for. Vaday Olam Ud HaShachar. They both require that. Okay, so
where does Mishiyasha?
That's nothing to do with this. That's brought down as Mani Krishman, Mani Tzitzis. That's nothing to do with Zman Tefillah. That's a separate Zman. It's before Nates, yes. Okay. So clearly it's mashma from the tour that the tour holds the shear of Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach was not a rigid shear, and that would explain why he holds that the Zman Shachris follows the earliest man, Alois HaShachar, because he holds the Talmud didn't have to be brought later, and V'horai on Yom Kippur, that would flow with the Rambam, who seems to be saying that on Yom Kippur they kept the earliest man. But the question is what's going on. So I want to show you Meire, and I think this will give us a little more understanding in this inyan. The Meire says like this. This is the Meire in the Mishnah and Yuma, not by us, the Mishnah and Yuma. Same Mishnah. He says, He says, this problem that they had, that the moon was lighting up the Mizrach and they thought it was the Chama and they passed the Korban Tomid, says the Meiri a simple thing. This story didn't happen on Yom Kippur. Because this story could only happen the second half of the month, where the moon illuminates the Mizrach. The first part of the month, this can't even happen. This problem couldn't have happened on Yom Kippur. See, even though it's mashma that they had a problem on Yom Kippur, he says that's not what happened over here. He says, "My sezel yehavi b'yom Kippurim she'ein alavona oyla min amizloch ve'ein imascheles la'aloi somach liyoyim ad lacha chatzeis achodesh." That's only the second half of the month. He says, "Al kochoch somach l'soiv achodesh hoyoyse ma'is." That story all happened at the end of the month. And that's what he says. Umeyoisei shor ve'elach, from that time on, is kiku leida michoil miris mikoichoram ad chevra. That's what he says. That's the Meiri. Now let's look at the Rambam's Lashon Pirush Mishnayos. He goes like the Meiri, but with one knech. Get the Rambam. Zok the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, as follows. Ki alavono, listen to it, says the same thing like the Meiri first. Ki alavono ein eilum and amizrach el achach atayis achonish. This problem of the Levona giving the sun effect is only the latter part of the month. That couldn't happen on Yom Kippur. Va'omu olav me alavono v'ira b'sayif achonish. Right. Now he says, upam achas gam kein ira b'yom kippur shedimu. They made a mistake once on Yom Kippur. But that was something else, he says. That's a separate mistake. The Khan called HaMishnah Beis HaMaisen. The Mishnah brought down both stories. One story where they made this mistake, where the Levana, towards the end of the month, it lit up the sky. And it looked mamish like it looked like Heir Mizrach, almost. Heir Mizrach would override that possibility. In other words, Heir Kol Mizrach would get rid of even the possible mistake that could have happened at the end of the month. Says the Rambam, on Yom Kippur you couldn't make such a big mistake. On Yom Kippur you couldn't make such... So basically, it's fascinating that the Rambam seems to say, on Yom Kippur you could make a small mistake. But that mistake, Bar Kai, would be enough. For that mistake, it's enough to send somebody up to the roof. Parkai, taken care of. What was the reason why they had to say, Heir B'nei Kol Mizrach? That was because of a story that happened at the end of the month. That had nothing to do with that, what happened. So it comes out, that was a bigger problem. And the Rambam says, V'kolal, the Mishnah brought both stories, but really, it's not the same problem. He says, then they ended up doing this minig even at the beginning of the month. Okay, that's really what the Meiri says. But the Rambam says that it put down these two stories, even though Yom Kippur is one story. And this is another story. It's two different stories. So, according to the Rambam, he seems to be saying that Yom Kippur is much more or less of a chashash, and therefore Be'etzem Bar Kai would be enough. So now everything is Gishmak. Because on Yom Kippur, they were always worried about Chul Shishol Kohen Gadol. They tried to get everything done as early as possible. So on Yom Kippur, where there wasn't the chashash of Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach, they didn't wait until that zman. They put the tumen earlier. All they did was they made sure for that time of the month that vaday itzalo yisashach. That's why the Rambam uses the lashon to make sure vaday olam udashach, not ad shebechevr, because that ad shebechevr was only a minig that they did based on chashash of the end of the month. So when there's no loss, so do it the whole year already. What do you lose? When it comes to Yom Kippur, there's Chul Shishol Kohen Gadol. So there you do it, you move everything up as early as possible. So there you stick to Baal Kai. There you stick to the original Zman of Baal Kai. In that way, the Rambam is different than the other Rishon. The Rambam holds that Yom Kippur, Lahalocha L'maisa, is different than the rest of the year. Al Tzchusha Shekoyen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, this is what you do. Memeila, that's why the Rambam didn't bring down Heir Pnei Mizrach Archa B'Chevron, the whole Shakla B'Tarya, because you would only do that minig if you would keep it the whole year. But once you're not doing it the whole year, they didn't make that part of the nusach of the question. Memeila, based on that, comes the Torah and he says, Zman Tfilah Shachris doesn't change. If they would have kept it the whole year without exception, then that becomes the new Zman Shachris. New Zman Shachris is nice. And only B'di'evet you could have them before, just like B'di'evet you could have them after Zman Tfilah. B'di'evet you could have them before Zman Tfilah from Alois HaShachar. But according to the Rambam, that even B'zman HaBayis, it didn't, there was no rigidity for Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach, Acha B'chevron. It was only done Me'ikar Adin at the end of the month, Als Minig most of the year, the beginning of the month. Mistam, according to the Rambam, if there was another Tzorech, for whatever reason, let's say it would be Erev Pesach, and they had a lot of avodah to be done that day in Beis HaMikdash, and they wanted to do it earlier, they would also be able to do it early. It's also not the second half of the month. It's Yudalit. Right? So according to the Rambam, there was no, halacha l'maaseh, there was no rigidity to Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shebechev. Memeila never became part of the Matbeah, and Memeila on Yom Kippur was Takadom later. So the answer is all the Kash, the answer is the Milchas Chinuch, and it answers as well the Steel Saramba between Tamin Husov and Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay, I guess we'll stop here for today.
You just said that there was no rigidity, so it when Nate, you just said
so
Nate.
So therefore it's not Nate. So
who said
not Nate? Nate? Heir Pnei Mizrach.
No, when
Heir Pnei
Mizrach is before Nate.
When I say Nate, I mean that they never made Zman Tfilah either Nate. That's why the Torah is Gishmak, that he says, Zman Tfilah Shachris is always a Shachris.
But who was talking about Nate? Nobody's talking about Nate here. We're talking about Amud HaShachar or Heir Pnei Mizrach.
We're talking about Nate.
So there was no rigidity. There was no rigidity to Heir Pnei Mizrach,
and Memeila,
which would have made Nate.
Would have made Nate
because of what you described. But it was not. But Heir called Mizrach is still before Nate.
It's still before Nate.
That's what he said. That's not a defined time.
Heir before. That's why they gave it Bechevron, because Chevron is a certain distance away.
But according to the Rambam, they never made it into a Takana de Rabban because they wanted to leave room.
The flexibility.
Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Pesach.
But had Heir Pnei Mizrach had a rigidity for the whole year, they would have made Nates the time.
They would have made Nates Zman
Tfilah,
and then
Mizrach,
davening, and then
and Barkai,
and
then
davening
work.
Before Nates would really be like davening if the Zman Tfilah. It's you Yotze B'di'evet.
But what they would have made Nates because
the Mechaber and Tur bring down Nates differently than each other. The Mechaber brings down Nates Zachama as Zman Shachris. Zman Shachris is from the Nates. He doesn't even bring down Alois. He says B'di'evet. If you daven from Alois Hashachar Yotze, the Tur starts Hilchos Tfilah with Zman Shachris. Alois HaShachar, because that's Zman Tomid. And then he says, but Iker the mitzvah, better the mitzvah to do it minus. Clearly coming from two different angles. And like I said, it could have halachic ramifications. Tfilah B'tzibur versus before the Nates.
But the reason why we're talking about Nates is because Heir Pnei Mizrach is what you said before, that it's, that's not defined.
Nates is the tfilah equivalent
of Heir Pnei Mizrach.
Heir
Pnei Mizrach is only in the Mikdash. It's not as bad. It's only in the Mikdash when they.
But the Shachris follows the Zman Tomid.
Yeah.
So the Shachris is either going to follow Alois or Nates.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Wherever you find it.
Okay. Good. Sure. Thank you.
I had a